This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? Well, we've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
I'm just going to say we because you and I are now one, but I'm in a bit of a predicament, okay? I went and got my hair done today and I got a little bit.
You look really, it looks lovely.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you. Not everyone in the office did, so it's a subtle change, but that's okay.
They're in the shit.
They really are. I was very cross. I like literally walked in and did a little spin and still nothing.
Nothing.
That's okay, though. It's fine. It's fine. My feelings aren't hurt. It's fine.
No, it looks good.
Thank you so much.
What's the problem?
So, it's a bit lighter than the colour that I had before. Mm-hmm. And so, I'm thinking to myself, I'm definitely going to need to get some, like, good shampoo. Because at the moment, the shampoo I used was, like, $5 for a litre.
And you're asking me what's a good shampoo?
Well, yeah.
You know what? I was told by someone that the baby shampoo is really good for cleaning your eyes.
Okay.
Like, you know, your eyelids.
Yeah.
Around, I don't know, where the hair comes out in your eyelids.
Okay.
Up there.
Yeah.
So I use that, which is terrible.
In your hair?
No, I use it on my eyes.
What? How do we get to your eyes? I'm asking about my hair.
Because I'm
asking you a question you don't know the answer to, so you're just going to give me another question to my question.
No, I'm trying to explain why I use baby shampoo.
In your eyes.
Yeah, I use it in my eyes because someone
But you don't use it on your hair.
Use it on my hair as well.
Okay.
I use it on, but someone said it's really good for cleaning the muck. You know, you close your eyes, you know, from your eyelids and around there. So I'm just telling you, if you're asking me what shampoo I use, that's what I use.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's a good one because my hair's really dry too.
Okay.
There you go. There's your answer.
There's your answer to the question you didn't ask. Thank you so much. If you do want to clean out your eyes, Warren's got the answer. Don't worry about it. No, but I would like, okay, so obviously you're not the answer.
No, I don't know.
Sorry.
I don't know. But I'd love to know.
Me too. How do you find a good shampoo?
And does it make a difference?
Like, what are we looking for? Yeah, so I use $5 for 1 litre shampoo and conditioner,
That's
right?
That's very cheap.
Super cheap. Is it actually going to be a benefit if I spend a little bit of extra money on, like, good shampoo and conditioner? And if so, how do I find it? What am I looking for?
Yeah, I have no idea.
What's the criteria for good shampoo?
Baby shampoo. Well, if it's good for babies.
But they don't have hair.
They do.
Okay. Well, look, clearly Warren and I both need your help. So please, if you know what to look for in a good shampoo and conditioner, please, please get in touch.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.